systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
My name is Matt.
My name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode number 267, the Wednesday night show for November 4th, 2009. See? That's what happens when you fuck with me.
I like doing it.
I don't.
It's a great beginning to every
show. It's not. It's not.
It is.
It makes me cringe every time.
Shut up. You like it.
Yes, Burger, I do have that long of a cock. If you guys are listening live, which you should be, at thejamhole.com/live, you can go to thejamhole.com/feedback and type shit, and I will read it. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687.
That spells...
Got P.
Yay.
Lots of huge news in the news today.
Huge news
Have you
in
heard
the news
about
today?
There's this guy in Ohio that was just fucking raping...
Like, doing some raping?
Just raping the fuck out of shit, dude. Did you hear about this? It's all over the news on Google News, and I would imagine if we had a television set, it would be all over that. But investigators discovered four more bodies Tuesday at the Cleveland, Ohio home of a convicted rapist.
Oh, he's raping and killing.
Raping and killing, like, for a while now. They found, like, I think they found a few first, and then they found more, like, actual dead bodies in his backyard.
Oh, cool.
Found him, like, up in his attic and shit, just decomposing. The neighbors were like, he was never much for talking, and there was always a weird smell coming out of his house. Really?
You think? I wonder. That's why it's because of the dead bodies.
Yeah. I wonder what that could be caused by. It makes a total of 10 since last week, the police chief Michael McGrath said. Authorities on Tuesday charged Anthony Sowell with 5 counts of aggravated murder after unearthing the bodies of women at his home last week. This guy, Sowell, is 50 years old, also charged with rape, felonious assault, and kidnapping, police said. He'll be arraigned Wednesday morning. So, the police arrested the guy on Saturday, 2 days after discovering the decomposing bodies of 5 females inside his home and another woman's body outside the house.
Nice.
If you were, like, raping and shit, like, wouldn't you just get rid of the bodies... Like, you don't want them to build up. You don't want to be a hoarder.
Right. You don't want to hoard dead bodies.
That's right. So you do something with the bodies, and until you do something with the bodies you already have, I don't think you should be allowed to go out and get more dead bodies.
Get a boat.
I think we need a limit.
And get some cinder blocks.
Like hunting season. You have a 2-doe limit on raping. When it's raping season, I believe you should have, like, a 3-whore limit.
Hmm.
This isn't no limit poker here.
That kind of reminds me of something I thought up today while I was messing around in live video. somebody mentioned that, you know, he wanted to kill somebody. He was like, this is fucking ridiculous.
So wait, hold on. You were trolling the live videos today?
Yeah, I was.
Was live video working?
Yeah, it was. It was working quite well.
Really?
Actually.
Did they fix their shit? That's good.
I don't know. But it was working today. But me and this dude start talking in this one chat room, and he's like, I'm just so mad at this one person. I wish I could kill them or whatever. I'm like,
excuse my face.
I'm like, well, wrap your head around this. I'm like, what if...
What if you did kill him, and you didn't even know it yet?
What if each person has a...
A doe
like,
tag?
Kind of.
Okay.
Like, you have to go through a certain course or whatever, but you get one tag.
Ever?
Ever for your whole life, so you have one chance to kill someone.
How about per year?
In your whole life, no.
How about
just,
per year?
It makes it better just once.
I don't know, because what if I get my one kill and then like 3 years later I'm like, fuck, I should have used it on this piece.
You'll be saving it for a while,
huh?
You'll be saving it for a while, but there's a catch.
I don't know, dude.
Okay, check this out. No. All right, if you go out and use your tag, and kill the person you've been pissed at,
you get another tag.
If said person has a tag that has not been used, you get that tag.
So, no, that would never work, because then you would just have people specifically targeting people that have tags. Like, I would end up with all the tags ever for all people.
Yeah, but every and time you what? Kill someone, you use that tag. So all, but then I would, all, but, all, you always but, only have one tag.
But exactly. Every time I killed somebody, it would be someone with a tag. I don't like that idea. I say
I don't know,
just
I
kill
it was
whoever.
Cool, because that kill. Way, like, you could kill people or whatever, but it's only going to be a set amount of people.
Could we call it tourist season?
I was thinking about it. But I don't know. That was a kind of cool idea I thought of while I was in the chat.
Huh.
It's pretty sweet.
Can you get a raping tag also?
No, probably
or
not.
Maybe not? No?
No.
Earlier Tuesday, a source close to the investigation had told CNN that a seventh body had been found in the home. The source, who is not authorized to speak on the record,
of course
because
not.
The source is banging the reporter. Isn't that how it usually works?
That's how it's working in
Dexter?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. The source did not say exactly where the body was found at the residence. The source didn't really actually say anything. We just made that up.
Uh-huh.
Authorities found the first two bodies last week while trying to serve an arrest and search warrant on Sowell related to a sexual assault investigation, and an intensive search began. Sowell was not home at the time. Officers found him after a tipster told them of his whereabouts. Now,
well,
hold on. If you knew you had warrants out for your arrest and there could be the slight possibility of police paying you a visit, would you maybe clean up the dead bodies?
Maybe.
Maybe splash a little bleach everywhere just to be
safe.
But
you know what? I do applaud this guy for raping and killing so many chicks before actually getting caught.
That's a good point.
That's a good talent.
Ten.
I mean, you usually take one
number.
And you're busted.
Ten's a good number.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's see here. The decomposing bodies of the first six women, all of whom were blank, blank. I'm looking for a race.
African American,
absolutely.
Was he white? Was he old?
He was also African American. Is this what they call black on black crime?
I think so.
All the women who are African American could have been lying where they were found for weeks, if not months or years. The coroner said all six deaths were ruled homicides. The lieutenant of the cops said Monday, with five of the deaths due to strangulation. He liked to choke a bitch, huh?
Eh.
He took that Dave Chappelle skit a little too literal. About a month ago, a woman accused Sowell of rape and felonious assault. The cop noted last week, investigators obtained the warrants that set off the search after the cooperation of the victim, he said. So this bitch snitched on him. They went to his house to serve him. He wasn't home. They probably smelled something.
They're like, can I get a warrant, please?
It's shake and bake, and I helped. Officers serving the warrants Thursday discovered the badly decomposed remains of two bodies on the third floor of the house. He added a subsequent search revealed what appeared to be a freshly dug grave under the stairs in the basement. Why would you dig a grave
in your basement?
Your house? Didn't you learn anything from any serial killer ever?
Do you watch CSI? Come on.
Right?
For real.
I mean,
there's so much shit on TV now, how to conceal a murder. I mean, just look at Dexter, dude.
Basic first season fuck up right here.
Yeah.
Simple. This is a rookie mistake. Rookie mistake.
It's ridiculous.
A further search of the house property found two more bodies in a crawl space and a sixth body in a shallow grave outside the home. Oh. So maybe his grave was full outside, so all the overflow.
He's like, I need somewhere else to put these damn
right.
things.
Right. Well, no one's living in the two rooms upstairs, so welcome to your new home, hoarder. Five different burial methods were used on the victims, and the bodies were in varying states of decomp, said the coroner, which made it difficult to determine the ages of the victims. Stocko said Sowell makes his living as a scrapper. What is a scrapper? Someone
like
who
scrap
fights?
Metal?
Oh, see, I was thinking like you want to scrap?
Like scrapping cars.
Okay. Like stealing?
No.
No?
Like, you know, breaking
racist.
Down shit to use it.
Right.
Later.
Like guys that go to dumpster diving for cans and whatnot.
Yeah,
they're
kinda.
Scrappers, right?
Yeah.
Quote, he walks around and picks up scrap metal and takes it to junkyards to make a few pennies. Virtual high five. You got that one. Fuck yeah.
I got it.
Sowell was convicted of 1989 rape and was in prison from 90 to 05. See, if you would have killed him the first time, this never would have fucking 15 happened.
15 years, and he's still doing it.
And he's been probably with the amount of bodies they found, what, 10 total?
Yeah.
He's been doing it, I would
since
say,
he got out.
Ever since.
Yeah.
He's got rape in his eyes, if you see the picture.
He's like,
here.
I was in there for 15 years. I got a lot to make up for.
He's like, I'm raping a bitch for every time I got raped. That's 10 by my count. So that kind of sucks for that guy. So while we're talking about Hoarders real quick, we watched an episode of it last night, season 1, episode 2.
Yeah.
And I have to say, wow.
People.
Come on. Human beings. Wow. It's a disease, Matt. You don't understand. It's a disease.
No, it's not.
It's called you lazy fuck. You disgusting lazy fuck. Don't blame it on a fucking disease. Like, oh, I can't stop drinking.
You know what? People can be hoarders, but they can be neat, organized hoarders and put their shit away and not be cluttered all over the fucking house.
Amy's B says, that show is so gross. That show makes people so gross.
And so, Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
There is a difference between hoarders and fucking slobs.
I'll agree with
there
that.
There is a very large difference. One person can have, a bunch of clutter and saved fucking baby clothes from 18 years ago. But the
one person is throwing away trash on the floor.
Yes.
I can't walk to the toilet, so I'll just poop right here.
Yeah, that's a slob.
Right.
That's not hoarding.
So, this episode showcased two different hoarders, one of which was a mother of, what, four?
Yeah, four.
Her name was Linda. The other guy, his name was Wally. He was pretty much homeless. He was a big fat guy, had some mental illnesses, probably some physical disability due to his weight problem. He lived in a little apartment that was for homeless people, right?
Yeah.
Low cost housing.
Yeah.
The projects, if you will.
Uh-huh.
Linda, the mother of four, had a house, a very large house, and now, the show starts out, it says, compulsive hoarding is a mental disorder marked by collecting too much shit. End quote.
That is not a mental disorder.
You can't control how much crap. You go to the thrift store every day, and each day you spend over $200. That's not a disorder. You're just an idiot.
She bought an armadillo purse because she thought it was funny.
That's not funny. That's awful.
You'll never use it. You don't need it. Why the fuck are you going to buy it?
They can't pass up a deal. And I can see you maybe linking it to addiction because in those people, like when me and you do drugs, the pleasure center in our brain goes fucking nuts. When ladies like this find a good deal and buy it, it's the same thing. The pleasure center in their brain lights up and goes nuts because they have no pleasure in their lives. Their whole life has been dedicated to raising kids. Now all of her kids are grown up and out of the house. She has no idea what to fucking do. So she's like, oh, let's go thrift shopping. Let's go do this.
Fill it with crap.
Buying things, stimulating the economy, putting, you know, spending money makes people feel good. That's just, it's weird, but that's how it is. We bust our fucking ass 8 hours a day, five, six, seven days a week sometimes to make this money, and then we just blow it on stupid shit. It's so sad. 3 to 6 million people have it.
Ugh.
And I was curious, I asked Dana before the show, I'm like, this is a great idea, but how the fuck can they find enough people to keep a show going? And then that statistic came on, and I was like,
oh,
holy shit, are you kidding me? Almost 5 million people
that's
have this problem?
That's disgusting, though, you know, because you can't find anything in a house of a hoarder, okay? You can't find anything at all. Like, her kitchen flowed all the way out to her living room.
Yeah, you can't see the carpet.
No, you can't. And
good.
Okay, like my mom is kind of a hoarder, all right? But she's not nearly as bad as any of these people.
Because I believe your mother's hoarding got checked. This lady,
yeah, my
Linda,
dad fucking gets pissed.
Linda's hoarding went unchecked because her husband fucking left her because she was crazy.
Yeah. But, good. You know, my mom, she takes and, like, packs stuff away in like these big Sterilite containers or whatever and marks what it is on the side and puts it in her little fucking side building or whatever. That way she has it, she knows where it is, and she's like, one day I'm gonna have a house so I can have all my pretty, pretty things out.
And what I don't get is that nuts. These people put stuff away like that. And they never see him again. And this lady, when she started
going through it, they're like, oh my God, I can't get rid of
it's
this.
It's like Christmas again. It's like you've lived the last 10 years of your life without even knowing that thing existed.
Yeah.
But because you're all fucking whacked in the head, now you see it, you're like, it brings back all these memories of what your life used to be. And because your life fucking sucks now, you're constantly living through those memories. Through your shit that you don't need. And it's fucking sad is what it is. Good deals feel good. She's addicted to good deals is what she said. She's like, when I find a good deal, it makes me feel good. Like, I found it. Like, you and everyone else that got that spam, you found it. I go through my spam list and I'm like, oh, man, look at all these good deals. Ooh, I feel good. Ooh, I feel really good.
And then you delete them all.
And then, yeah, exactly. Linda comes from a long line of hoarders back to the Depression. Her family back in the Depression were hoarders, but see, they hoarded for a different reason, I believe, because back then you didn't know where your next meal was coming from. So, you know, you hoard all this crap. She hoards because it's in her genes. And like I said, she raised kids her whole life. She knows nothing else. You know, when you're a mother of four, you look for the good deals because that's all you can afford, you know? Whenever
she was like saving her kids' clothes that are like 26 and 27 years old.
Just in case. In case.
Baby clothes. She's like, oh my God, I have to show my daughter these.
In case my daughter. In case my daughter ends up being the whore I think she's going to be, she'll need these baby clothes soon. You know?
Yeah, right.
Let's see. Who wants to show this to anyone? They're in their house and talking about how embarrassing it is they can't have people come over because the house is disgusting. Her words out of her mouth are, who wants to show this to anyone? You're on a TV show!
I know, right?
You're showing it to everyone!
Well, I guess she was trying to get help. I mean, where else are you going to get, like, a six-person crew to clean up your fucking house?
Then don't say you're so fucking embarrassed and, oh, God, don't look at this. Just give me a check for my reality show, right?
Right.
You're showing it to everyone. Don't pretend like you're so ashamed of it. You love it. You can't fucking help it. So, yeah, she goes to the thrift store several times a week, spends $100 to $200 each trip.
Several times
a week. I'd say...
How do you spend $100 to $200 in a fucking thrift store?
At a thrift store, things are a dollar.
I know.
Like, what are you buying? It's crap. So, probably, I'd say $800 to $1,000 a week. She spends only on
thrift stores.
She said
that because she wanted to go and be social because no one else is there at her house anymore because the kids are gone. And so she likes to go and talk to people.
Because the kids left, she doesn't know what else to do with herself.
Go get into like a yoga club or something. I don't fucking know.
Red Fox says, you didn't save money by spending money on something you don't need. And Burger says, when I find a good crack deal, I can't pass that up.
Well...
It feels good.
You're gonna use that, aren't you?
That is true. You will use the crack.
And you know what? When you do the crack, you'll clean your house.
So that's her. She got divorced. They're trying to sell the house, but they can't sell the house until she gets all of her shit out of there. So they have this huge cleaning crew come there. She has a psychiatrist there who has some weird-ass Botox shit happening in her face. Like, she talks and her lips move, but that's it. The rest of her face is full of Botox. It's so gross. She kind of looks like Kirsten Dunst, but with her cheeks.
I was
going to
say the same thing when we were watching it.
Didn't
I was like, dude, looks like Mary Jane.
Yeah, that's fucked up, except for Botox in her face.
Yeah.
Like a chipmunk version of Mary Jane.
I was so going to say that when we were watching it.
I bet she used to be so pretty, too. She has those eyes.
She probably did look exactly like Kirsten Dunst.
Exactly.
She got all fucked up.
She fucked it up, man. So they have this, all the cleaning crew there. The woman's son is there. Notice none of the other kids were there. They were in the show, but they weren't at the house helping.
Fuck no.
It was just the son. So the psychiatrist lady is like, you know, when we have hoarders, if they're not a part of cleaning up their mess, a month later, it'll go right back to the way it was.
You remember how she tried to blame the kid? The one daughter, she tried to blame the daughter on the fucking clutter. She's like, well, the house is kind of a mess because people leave and they leave their stuff here.
I understand that.
She's like, what?
I left some of my stuff in my mom's storage shed and my brother
does.
But nothing
like,
not a house full of shit,
Mom. She's like,
Mom,
no way. Don't blame
like,
this
she
on
said,
me.
Like, 5% of that stuff is mine, if that.
Yeah.
So the lady is there. The psychiatrist, and she's like, you know, the mother, Linda, has to be a part of this. Linda will not let anyone throw anything out until she has okayed it. So you have a cleaning crew of 6 people standing around waiting for this lady to be like, that's trash, that I'm keeping. So her son starts just going through shit and throwing it out. Mom freaks out because, oh my God, there might have been something I needed in there. It's like, you couldn't even tell me one thing that I just threw out. I guarantee it.
I know.
And, you know, they're all getting pissed because the cleaning crew, you know, they're just a cleaning crew. They're not reality TV stars or anything. They have a company that comes in and cleans up shit. So they want to get in, get the shit done, and leave. And this
at least
lady
getting paid to stand there.
Well, yeah, that is true. But I would be so pissed at that lady. Like, let's go. We could have been done by now. Fucking 4 days later, nothing. They got like part of one room done.
No, they got one whole room done.
Did they get the whole room done?
But she gave up because she was freaking out. I think the last freak out, she started throwing things in the truck and breaking it, and then her son comes out and he's like, what about this bike? And she's like, that's a Schwinn. I can sell it.
I'm going to need money because
he's
your
like,
dad.
Mom, nobody's going to fucking buy this.
Your dad left me. I wonder why, nutty bitch. Look at yourself.
But yeah, she
you're
gave
crying.
Up because she's fucking stupid or whatever.
A waste. You're crying over
ridiculous.
Nothing. It's all junk.
Stuff.
And it's so overwhelming that now you have people here to help and you don't know what to fucking do. I would have been like, throw it all. I don't care. I'm going to start over. They can't fucking do it.
Nope.
It's unbelievable. So the other guy, his name was Steven. Like I said, he's on disability. We pay
Low
for him to live.
Low income housing.
A very productive life, of course. Steven is a perfectionist.
Yeah, I got pissed when they said this.
He said
remember?
It. He's like, I'm a perfectionist, which means that if I can't do anything perfect, I just won't do it at all. And obviously, he can't
do anything perfect,
so he doesn't do anything at all. Dude, that's not called a perfectionist.
That's
you
called
lazy
a slob.
Fat, you lazy fat fuck. You slob of a fuck, disgusting
Ugh.
Mess.
He's like, I'll just put it here until I find out what to do with it, you know? And he's like, they're all in temporary places.
Yeah.
But when your whole apartment becomes temporary garbage can, do something with it!
It's not even stuff. It's all Diet Coke cans, Diet Pepsi cans, candy wrappers, beer cans. He's crazy. I want to save all the caps.
On the floor.
I want to save all the caps because the caps have those little codes you can put online. And the doctor lady, the doctor lady was like, now, is that going to help your life? No, probably not. Okay, then can we throw it away? Yeah, probably.
That's
guy,
so stupid.
This guy is just fat, crazy, and on disability. And if you can't do anything, then I'm not. If you can't do something perfect, then I'm not going to do it at all. He's never done anything perfect in his life, so I don't know where that came from.
I don't know.
Unbelievable. So
the lady's cleaning the bathroom, and she looks at the camera. She's like, "This is all just human excrement."
And he was kind of weird because he said, "I have to have part of my place a mess because I'm afraid someone will get me." In my sleep.
Yeah,
so I clutter stuff all around my bedroom and my bed so that if someone comes in to get me,
it's
they're going
to get to and make a lot of noise.
I'll hear them. Yeah, and
that's
was
stupid. Who the
weird.
Fuck is out to get you?
You're homeless,
you're going to die
dude.
In a couple of years anyway.
If someone wanted to get you, you would have been gotten already.
Yeah,
okay?
No shit.
News
you walk
flash.
Around town all day. It's like not like you're not out
so
in the open.
So he lives in low-cost housing, and basically the landlord came in and saw this disgusting mess. You couldn't even open the door. You couldn't see the floor. His bed covered, the bathroom covered, everything, shit literally on the floor. Shit was still in the toilet.
There was a log in the toilet.
There was a shot during the show that I paused it and I'm like, holy shit, that's a log. He couldn't even flush the fucking toilet when you know you're going to be on TV. There's a log in the toilet. Hey guys, there's my bathroom. I'm fat, I can't help it, I'm disabled.
I'd have been so embarrassed, I would at least pick up the fucking bathroom.
I know! Disgusting mess. Ugh. So the landlord was basically, clean up your shit or you're getting evicted. He's like, oh, I have nothing else to live for. This is all I have. I can't get evicted. So, you know, they put him on the show. They're helping him clean up. He's saying the whole time, he's like, beauty, this place, it's like beauty that's been covered up. Yeah, your low-cost project in the ghetto, it's like beauty. It's just been covered up with, you know, all this ugly. I'm sorry. The doctor says it's probably genetic, which is something I said a while ago. The first episode we mentioned how Dana's mother may be a hoarder and how Dana has hoarding in her blood. And that Dana has to try really hard not to hoard, and I respect that because
I don't
have to try because
my dad is exactly the opposite, okay?
Well, that's good then. And so you only have it 50% in your blood.
No, I took a lot after my dad. Like, when it came to moving out of my house, right, the dresser that was there, there was like, I always have a junk drawer, okay?
Okay.
I looked at the drawer, and I just threw it all away. And my mom was like, you didn't go through that and look and see if you wanted anything.
See,
I'm like,
that's the hoarder talking. That's the hoarder talking.
I'm like, no, Mom. I saw the pictures that I wanted and I think some fucking hemp that I wanted and that was it and I chucked the rest.
In Steven's house, they were basically, he was a lot better with not keeping stuff, but all his stuff was trash, literally trash. Like the lady,
and
Linda's
furniture,
house.
Furniture like just leaning against walls.
Yes.
Like there was
temporary.
A couch or something in the hallway. Leaning against the wall.
And I think that's the difference. See, Linda's house was a lot of actual possessions.
Stuff.
His house or his
trash.
Apartment, it was all trash. Wrappers and just trash. You know, that's all it was. So they're in there with snow shovels, like shoveling up all this disgustingness. And he's there. He's like huffing and puffing like, I think I'm spent for today.
They
like,
hit 5 hours and they're like, he's hit his limit.
Dude, you picked up 2 cans. Everyone else is doing it. What the fuck? Oh, I'm at my limit. I'm mentally beat.
What, I sat in a chair and said no.
You are so
worthless. No.
You worthless human being. That makes me ashamed of people completely. So they got excited.
Angie says he made them walk up to his table as if he was the president of making decisions on what to keep.
The lady did that with Linda. She's like, okay, guys, I'm going to tell you, Linda's going to be running this little operation. So before anything gets thrown out, don't you know, you go okay it with her. And that's why nothing got done. If she's a hoarder, if she's that bad with compulsive hoarding, if you're going to call it and make it a mental disorder, then she's sick, in which case she shouldn't be making decisions initially. Throw the shit out for her.
Yeah,
let her cry. Let her ego.
If it's a fucking armadillo purse, get rid of it.
People like that, you're never going to cure them by babying them. You need to break their ego down to nothing and rebuild it from the ground up. Otherwise, they're going to be like, oh, I'll just get messy again because guess what? Someone will help me clean it.
No.
Die next time.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's so just disgusting.
They got super excited when they opened the door. Oh, I haven't had this door open in 6 months. Oh,
like, oh
cool. He's cracking jokes like this is all funny. Meanwhile, the lady's in there scrubbing on her hands and knees in an inch deep of his own shit.
That's so
She's like,
disgusting.
She was starting to cry. She put a mask on. She's like, there's feces everywhere. Yeah, it is, because he's a fat, disgusting slob.
Huh, Amesby says, I randomly throw stuff out behind my husband's back, and he never notices because he doesn't use
any
of it.
Exactly. If you've gone this long without it.
I did that with my mom up at my house.
What do you need it for?
Yeah, but my mom's place, I would do that all the time. She'd never notice.
And see, I'm like that with computer stuff. Like, maybe I'll need this just in case. You know,
yeah,
like
you
files.
Are a hoarder online.
Install files. And I'm getting better because now there's a lot more cloud computing involved, so things are all over the internet in a bunch of different places, so I don't have the only copy of something, but still, like, certain things, I'm like, you never know when I might need this. And a lot of it came from when I used to have my own computer business, and I had all these different things because depending on which house I went to, everything would be different. One house, maybe I won't have access to the internet, so I'd need all my programs on disk, you know? Yeah. Other houses, I would, so I'd use different things. So it was like that. I'd have all these different files in different places depending on what I was doing. But this is sick. This is disgusting sick, dude. So,
At least, like, computer hoarding has nothing to do with cluttering up your house.
Right. It's virtually. Yes. It clutters up my defragged hard drives.
Right.
So there was poop everywhere, logs in the toilet. The lady's like, you know, this right here does not support mind, body, and soul, was one of her awesome
I
quotes.
Know, right?
Poop everywhere and living like a slob actually doesn't support mind, body, and soul? Oh,
huh.
Fuck me.
I didn't know that.
I thought it did. So then the only thing I wanted to say about this, Linda couldn't do it, which is funny. The mother of four had her, the one who had her life together the most, failed the worst. Wally,
I know, right?
Or Steven, whatever the fuck his name was, he handled it just fine. And he was a homeless bum, which may be okay because you're a bum, you just don't give a shit to begin with, so it's easier to let go compared to the mother. But the mother has more to lose than him. You know, he has what? He gets kicked out, and then what? He's one step away from where he's been his whole life.
Pretty much, yeah.
But the mother, like, she had a family, a husband, and kids, and all this stuff, and she lost it all because of this.
Uh-huh.
So it seemed weird that I would have expected her to be the one that would have been okay with it, and him been like, no, not my poop.
I know, right? I was saving that.
And then, yeah, I just wanted to talk about what you had mentioned before, the difference between a slob and a hoarder.
Yeah, because that is a
Wally,
big difference.
Steven was a slob. Linda, the lady, was a hoarder.
Collecting stuff and having attachments or getting good deals or whatever with stuff is one thing. But when you have trash everywhere, you're just a fucking slob.
You would be a slob compared to your mother being a hoarder, I think. Because you're kind of messy. You'll, like, leave stuff. And you've been
but
a lot
I'm not
better.
Trashy like that.
Well, not to that extreme. Not at all.
I used to
all,
when I was a kid. Check
I
this
keep
out.
You in check.
When I was a kid, I would leave, like, bowls of food or whatever just like laying around in my room. I'd be like, oh, I'll get it later. And then I woke up one day and I went to grab something and there was a fucking like just, it was like a bowl full of cockroaches. And I
That's
freaked
disgusting.
The fuck out. And I've never ever since then, dude, like as soon as I'm done eating something, it's straight to the sink. As soon as I'm done with something, straight to the fucking sink.
You
I
have
got the
to.
Shit scared out of myself, dude.
Yeah. And
I put
sometimes,
on a pair of shorts in the dark and a cockroach crawled out of my shorts. Uh-uh. I don't play that
sometimes
fucking game.
That's what it takes.
No, so I'm not a slob per se. It's more messy. Like, I'm not trash in like filth and disgusting shit like that. It's like, yeah, I throw my clothes around sometimes. It's, you know, it's not like that.
All right, well,
I'm not a hoarder either.
Since we're speaking of, you know, disgusting people, slobs and hoarders, let's go through this story real quick. I want you to tell me, is this a slob or a hoarder, okay?
Okay.
Surrey, BC, British Columbia. A man was arrested.
Slob.
Okay. Moving on. A man was arrested in the Vancouver suburb of Surrey after he defecated on the seat of a car, okay?
Uh-huh.
Pooping on a seat of a car, wiped himself off with a Bible, the Holy Bible, probably the New Testament, Book of Luke, I would say.
Uh-huh.
And then proceeded, after he pooped, wiped with the Bible, sought refuge in a cop car that was nearby.
I stand with my
slob
original...
Slob or hoarder?
My original conviction still stands.
Slob?
Slob.
Okay.
Yes.
The 33-year-old...
Or just don't give a shit.
Or he's totally intoxicated.
Probably.
The 33-year-old intoxicated man was at a Halloween party Saturday night when he stumbled out the door to use another guest's car as a toilet. Hey, man, I totally thought your car was dressed up like a toilet, so I used it. Oh, I would be so fucking pissed. The next day, I get out to leave all kind of hungover, and I get in the car, and I start
like
it.
Ass.
And I'm like,
the fuck?
The fuck? Fuck
so
is
much
that?
Shit in my car?
Motherfuck. And then my Bible's all ripped up with poop smeared in it.
You're an evangelical Christian, you flip shit.
Oh, I literally. Ah, nice. The outraged partygoers began yelling at the man, who then climbed into a police vehicle where he was bit by a service dog and then arrested. hopped in a... You picked the one cop car that had the canine unit rolling in
That's
the back
so
with
awesome.
It. You, like, hop in and you're all like, whoo! Oh, fuck.
I know, right? That's so great.
Oh, you poor, disgusting creatures.
Ugh.
All right. You know how we were talking about how in flights they should have, I think Keith and the girl was first to mention this, and we kind of carried it along a little bit, how all airlines should have separate flights for retards and people with children. You can make it the same flight. I don't care. Make that separate from the people that
are flying. So you can't hear them, please.
Well, Southwest is taking a step in the right direction.
All right.
San Jose, California. Kids will be kids, but one cranky two-year-old was acting too much his age for a Southwest Airlines flight crew who kicked him off a plane getting ready to leave for San Jose.
Nice.
You're acting like a two-year-old? Boop, right out the back.
Well, it's like, dude, sometimes you just can't take that shit.
Sometimes you just need to shut your fucking kids up.
It's like, you know what? I'm a flight attendant. This is probably my eighth flight of the day. I've been dealing with a shit ton of you fuckers.
Fuck.
I'm trying to pound these little tiny bottles of Jack just to get rid of the fucking screaming in my own head.
I got tag team last night by two pilots. My butthole hurts, and I'm just not in the mood to deal with your screaming two-year-old.
Right. You gotta think about what those flight attendants are dealing with constantly.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, dude, I would have kicked the little fucker out the exit myself once the plane got in the air. He's lucky they did it beforehand.
I just look at him and be like, no, you can't come on the plane. Sorry.
Yeah, no, computer says no.
No.
Little Britain. Pamela Root says she was confident her son Adam's screams of, go plane, go, and I want daddy, go plane, go, I want daddy, I want daddy.
Shut up!
I'm going to have to ask you to get the fuck off this plane, and everyone probably stood up and was like, woo! Fuck yeah! Thank you! Fuck. I was about
to sleep.
Shut that little fucker up myself. It's a good thing you did. They thought the mother was confident that her son's screams would subside after the plane took off. Of him screaming, you know, I want daddy and go plane go. She figured he'd stop once they got in the air, everything would be cool. But she says the plane taxied back to the gate and the pair was escorted off the plane. That's so awesome. Like, you get out to the runway and you're like, God, I wish this kid would shut up. And all of a sudden, the captain's like, yeah, this is your captain speaking. Oh, we've encountered a little problem here. We're going to have to taxi back to the gate. And you're like, well, that's weird. And then the stewardess comes and is like,
Excuse me, ma'am, could you come with us?
You're out of here!
Goodbye.
That kicks him off baseball style. That'd be so awesome. Like, the ump just fucking throwing him out. Kicking dirt on their shoes.
Oh my God.
That'd be so great. I would have played it like the weakest link. Like, you are the biggest annoying thing on this plane. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The 38-year-old stay-at-home mom wants an apology and compensation for the portable crib and diapers she had to buy for the extra night away from home. What kind of mother has just enough diapers for this many nights, you know? Like, any good mom would bring extra no matter what, you know?
Yeah.
You never know what's gonna happen. And you want an apology? I want an apology from you before you're allowed back on any flight.
No
shit. Suck on those nuts, bitch.
Control your kid.
That's right. I'm gonna invent a muzzle for children that mothers can buy if their kid doesn't shut the fuck up. And what it does, you strap it on, you put the little ball in their mouth, and the ball has a little prod that sticks out, and it has a little speaker on it with a microphone. So once it gets to a certain noise level, it shocks the fuck out of the kid's head.
That'd be awesome.
Huh? $1 million idea. Trademark. TM. The jam hole. It's mine. Isn't that a good idea?
Yes, but very illegal. It's called child abuse.
Fuck that shit. This is child abuse, making me listen to your screaming fucking kid for 4 hours straight. That's child abuse.
That's elderly abuse.
Oh, fuck. Southwest spokeswoman Marley McInnes said, removing a crying child from a flight is unusual, but that kid was a huge pain in the ass. McInnes says the airline is looking into the incident. Fucking awesome.
I would have
tipped the flight attendant.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hey, you're probably going to lose your job, but that was fucking awesome. This is for
you. Thank
you
so much.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, moving on. How are you feeling? You doing all right?
I'm okay right now.
What happened earlier?
I don't really know exactly.
It wasn't me pounding that ass last night, was it?
No.
Who? High five.
Virtual high five.
Fucking yeah.
Yeah, we did have sex for the first time in, like, what, 15 days or something like that yesterday.
I stopped counting at 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know, but we had sex. I'm not supposed to be having sex, but we had sex.
I thought you said initially that you were cool to fuck after your post-op, which was Monday.
No, I wasn't supposed to fuck for 4 weeks after my surgery.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. So I asked my doctor about it. He said, as long as you do it really, really, really carefully and gently. And I'm like,
right.
Okay.
So a thumb in my butt, probably not so much.
But
he was gentle.
I don't know, but today I just might have maybe moved the wrong way. I don't see how, though, because I was sitting on the couch the whole day just fucking around online or doing the dishes or whatever.
What were you doing online?
Fucking around on live video.
Yeah, did you find anything excuse my face, interesting?
Yeah, I got banned.
You got banned from live video?
From a room in live video.
Why?
It's the one that's always up there. It's called Free Truth.
Free Truth, okay.
You ever heard of that?
No.
Well, when I got in there, there was a poll about the swine flu vaccine.
What did the poll say?
Would you take the swine flu if it became mandatory or whatever? And I was like,
it's not going to become mandatory. You fucking whine about something real.
I click yes. So I'm like, whatever. And then I
don't get it, though. Like, these people are making a huge bitch about fake shit. Like, if you want to complain about something and make a difference, complain about something that's real. Like, that's never going to happen. They're not going to make it mandatory. Maybe for certain people that have certain jobs, but that's understandable. If you're a nurse, you should probably get it, you know?
Back to me having pain. Burger says it was the dishes. Danny is to never do dishes again.
Yeah, I don't think that was it, Burger.
I like his what the fuck you call it?
All I looked over, it said Burger, and then he said, ban me, ban me, ban me. That's all I read.
No, but I was trolling live video. I found Free Truth, and I was like, you know, I always see this.
I want
but
some
I never
free
go
truth.
In it. I never go in it, and it, you know, I click the yes for the vaccine thing, and then I decided to make up a little clever lie.
What'd you say?
That I got the swine flu vaccine.
Oh my goodness, that's so
like,
clever.
Well, I wanted to see what he'd say, dude. It was
you
so
say,
great.
I'm starting to sprout a curly Q tail, and my nose is turning into a snout. I'm kind of afraid.
No, I was like, dude, I got the swine flu like over a month ago. I'm absolutely fine. It does not cause dystonia or autism. You all are idiots. Explain to me what your reasoning is. He's like, oh, it has mercury and this and that and blah, blah, blah.
That's
I'm like,
their
dude,
only
no.
argument, and that has been disproven time and time again.
He's like, well, I'm not going to sit here and argue with someone who's already taken it and already put it. What did he say? He said who's already given themselves a death sentence.
I'm not
going
to sit here and talk to somebody that has a different opinion than I do.
Yes, that's exactly what
okay,
it was.
Okay, douche.
I was like, I'm here because I want. You said it says free truth. I want to hear this fucking truth you're speaking because you're not speaking truth right now.
And they kicked you out for that?
I was so mad.
God
I was
bless
like,
the
dude,
internet.
What the fuck? I was like, I'm coming here to tell you that people can have it and not die.
Red Fox says, as of today, I'm immune to H1N-word, and it had thimerosal in it, and I'm not autistic.
Woo!
Oh, my God.
But anyway.
Are you growing a snout and or a curly Q tail from your backside? Because those are what I heard the symptoms are. I'm just saying, you know, keep an eye on your kids. If you got them vaccinated, make sure their faces aren't growing snouts and their butts aren't growing
but
curly
anyway,
tails.
Yeah, if you guys want to go fuck with this guy on live video, he's not.
What's his name?
Free Truth.
Oh, I mean him personally.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just the Free Truth show, and you'll see it on live video. It's usually like on the first fucking page.
What a fat. Go in there and call him a douche.
Yeah, you should. Be like,
you're a
explain
liar.
To me your fucking theory, and listen to him and then argue his point and get banned because it's fun.
That's so awesome.
Yes.
Anybody who thinks differently than me, instantly banned. That's why we only have 5 people watching live right now. Everyone else has been banned for disagreeing with me.
Yeah, no.
We all have the same opinion.
But, so something's wrong with my gut, and I'm not sure what it is yet, but I guess it feels like, you ever twist your ankle?
Not really.
No?
I've been walking for a while.
You ever pull a muscle, like, really
just
bad?
Just my dick.
the fuck? Really?
Next one. What? Witty.
No, but if you've ever twisted your ankle or pulled a muscle like really bad, it's kind of like a stabbing feeling where the muscle was kind of almost torn.
Right, right. When it pulls off the tendon or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it feels like in my gut. Like right underneath the left incision, dude. Like that's all it feels like sometimes. Like it just fucking feels like someone's stabbing me. And the pain that I've had before in that area is dull. It's not that sharp. This is fucking painful and sharp as fuck. So I called my doctor. And they, you know, took down my symptoms or whatever and asked me what I had taken and blah, blah, blah. And they said, you know, let me forward this to the nurse and I'll have her call you back. So the nurse calls me back and they're like, yeah, what we need you to do is we need you to, they're like, did you take any pain medication for it? I'm like, yeah, as soon as it happened, I took two of the Lortabs. And they're like, did you take the Ativan? I'm like, no. You know, I got something to do later. And she's like, yeah, don't take it if you got something to do later.
Right.
It makes me really fucking sleepy.
Well, yeah, that shit, between the benzodiazepines like and the opiates interacting with each other, then you throw the Ativan in on top of that, it'll be lights out for my baby girl.
Yeah, no, that's why I've been sleeping like a log the last couple of nights.
Oh, I'm sure of it.
But, you know, so I was like, I can't take that. And she's like, well, I need you to stay off your feet for a good couple of hours and just ice down your stomach. And I'm like, okay. So I did that and stuff. She also said that they're going to try something with me because they keep having pain in that same area. One, they're going to do an ultrasound to check, make sure everything's in place.
Right.
Two, I'm going in on Friday instead of on next Monday.
So that's not normal for people that have had your procedure done to have that kind of pain?
It's not supposed to linger this fucking long. And at this point, it should just be dull pain like I've been having, not sharpshooting fucking stab me in the gut pain, you know?
Well, and then again, though, you got to take into consideration you smoke, which is slowing down the healing process to begin with. And you're not resting as much as you probably should be. So
I can't do it.
I understand that. And my dad couldn't either. And that's, you know, he smoked and his back, out of all the 6 or 7 back surgeries he had, it never fused properly because he was smoking and he was out playing fucking fast pitch like 2 weeks after his back surgery, you know, so he
like,
never let that.
I can't just not do anything.
No,
it drives
I know.
Me nuts. It's like, seriously, I got bored and did the dishes.
It's
fuck.
Very hard to
Come
do.
On.
Especially unless you're a lethargic person to begin with. If you go from an active lifestyle to all of a sudden being hung up in bed, yeah, it's very hard to do psychologically and physically.
Yeah, like I want to go out and do something. But what they're going to do is they're going to try, what the fuck is it called?
Red Fox says, if they give you diazepam, you can be a better sniper. And that's what you had to use in Metal Gear Solid to have better aim.
Oh my God, I remember
that's
that.
That's awesome.
That's so great.
What's better than WebMD? MD from video games.
Jesus. But they're going to give me, what the hell is it called? I Twittered it earlier. What did I say it was?
Trigger point injections?
Yeah, trigger point injections.
Is that where they inject you with the cortisone steroid to?
It's some kind of local anesthetic they're just going to give me, and they're going to shoot it right to my gut. Like.
Oh, okay. The thing I'm thinking of is when they go into your spinal column and give you injections there.
That's
those
regional
are,
anesthetic.
Steroid injections, though, I think, for cortisone. For people that have degenerative disc disease or something.
Yeah, no. They're going to take a needle and just stick it right in my stomach and give it a bunch of fucking local anesthetics just to make my guts numb, basically.
Red Fox says, I was lethargic that day. I was talking about when he got the H1N1 vaccine. And I know that's one of the things people use against vaccines, saying their kid was acting weird after the vaccine. But I was feeling weird after it, and I'm 22. And then Berger, I guess, went over to the Free Truth room and says, lol, it's the same question on Free Truth.
Yeah.
What a fag.
Bug the shit out of him, dude.
Fucking really. A.
But,
well, I'm glad you're feeling a little better, at least. And I'm sure, you know, once
I'm okay,
they...
It's weird, like, when I stretch... Or, well, like, when I'm laying down on my stomach and I go to move out of that position, I get that stabbing fucking pain. Or, like, if I twist or cough or anything. But it used to be dull, but this is harsh. This
but
is
all
like
those
really
things
painful.
That you're talking about are very jarring to the inside of your body.
Yeah, but, dude, it's been a while. What the fuck? But
yeah, well,
the thing is I've been having pain, but it's been dull pain. It hasn't been sharp until today.
Quit being such a pussy.
Like,
I don't
today
know.
It just got really, really sharp out of nowhere. So I'm not looking forward to having a needle jammed in my gut by any
means.
Nah,
you won't even feel it.
Yeah, no, I'm probably going to scream.
Oh, well, you'll be better soon, I hope.
I hope, too.
So let's talk about this real quick. You know how people, Christians especially, are like, oh, no sex before marriage, no sex before marriage, right?
What is this? Burger says, does Danny check around for Matt trying to fuck with her? What does that mean?
Maybe I'm the reason you're not healing because I fuck with you? I don't know.
Don't fuck with me.
I don't fuck with you.
Don't fuck with me. You know what you're getting into.
So, here's a little argument for the other side of that. Our side, I have always been a firm believer that you need to take it for a test drive before you buy it, you know. You know what I mean. So, if you don't, something like this may happen. A new wife was given a nasty wedding night surprise when she discovered she was allergic to her husband's blank.
Semen.
Semen! Woo! Absolutely right. Very nice. Very nice.
I'm awesome.
Allergic
to her husband's...
I wish I could
be allergic to semen.
Semen.
How are you allergic to that?
You're a bad liar? I don't know.
You have to be.
Mike and Julie Boyd had been going out for the 2 years when they got married and decided to have unprotected sex for the first time that evening.
Woo.
But almost immediately, the bride was in unbearable pain, and eventually they discovered it was because of Mike's semen.
I don't get that. How can you be allergic to that?
You're a prude bitch.
Thing.
Look at this lady. She looks like a bitch. She looks like someone who'd be like, I can't suck cock because I'm allergic to semen. Now they've been forced to abandon their plans.
They're like laughing. He's like, I got poisonous semen.
A jerk off and shoot it in her eye and her eye gets this big.
Looks like some Navy fuck.
Now they've been forced to abandon their plans of conceiving a baby, thank God. As it seems, her own body destroys the sperm. It sounds like an autoimmune response where something foreign is introduced into her body and her immune system automatically attacks it, you know? It's like when your body rejects an organ because it's a foreign body, it attacks it because it thinks it's, you know, an intruder, basically.
Well, I don't see
that's fucking crazy.
How a female body can be allergic to semen, because that's what we're made for, dude.
Maybe not everybody. Maybe some of us should have been worker bees and not clones, if you know what I mean. Mike, who's 27, Julie's 26, from Ambridge, PA, started going out while at university and became engaged 2 years later, finally having a dream wedding in 2005. Bum, bum, bum.
So,
but following the reception as they enjoyed their first night as a married couple, things went badly wrong.
Ew.
Quote, before we were always very careful and used protection. This time we didn't. We figured... we're married. If we get pregnant, we get pregnant. Well, that's good. Good line of thinking. I have a punch card that's almost full at the abortion clinic. What were you going to say?
Berger says, I was once mildly allergic to an ex.
To
always
sex?
An ex.
Oh, right. An axe?
Ex-girlfriend.
The body spray?
I'm going to kill you.
Always
used a condom. Had to, or I'd break out like... a mild poison ivy. He said it's very, very rare, but it does happen,
well,
as
yeah,
told to
some,
me by a doctor.
Some people are allergic to latex. That's why they have the nitrile.
But that's not
rubber.
From a body, you know?
Well, I can see it more with that because it is. It's just an autoimmune response. That's all it is.
Wish I was allergic to semen.
Yeah, you're lucky you're not. You'd be very single. The pain.
I don't like
condoms,
so that's a big problem.
The pain that I was feeling was inside, like somebody sticking needles up inside of me, like a real painful burning. Honey, that was your husband's penis. That's so small. It's like poking me with
a
needle.
Penis.
Stop it. The pain and at times blisters would go on for weeks, she said. Okay, that's actually genital warts.
Yeah, dude.
on a scale. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's pretty much 10, she said, describing the pain. Maybe she's a pill junkie. After numerous tests and
pill
doctors...
Pill junkies always say, dude, it's like a 12.
It's a 10. Oh, it's off the charts. Just give me pills.
So I'm always like, it's
that'll,
a 10.
That'll
12.
Improve my life. Just keep feeding me pills. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's pretty much a 10, she said. After numerous tests and doctor visits, the couple were eventually told that Julie suffers from seminal plasma hypersensitivity.
That's weird.
Dr. Andrew Goldstein, a big Jew, says, quote, the body recognizes the sperm as a foreign protein like it would recognize a peanut allergen or a pollen. So you have swelling, you have itching, you have inflammation on the nerve endings or of the nerve endings. It means that her body attacks Mike's sperm, making it inactive. Wow, you're a doctor? I totally just came up with that, pulling it out of my ass. And I'm not even a doctor. I should have been a doctor.
So, like...
I would love to be one of those shrinks that has just...
How old is she?
I think your problem stems from collecting too much stuff.
Really, doctor? Really?
How could she...
27.
27 and you've never, ever 26, had
sorry.
Sex without a condom.
26.
Either way, 26, whatever. You've never had sex without a condom.
Well, that's weird because I've never had sex with a condom.
Whoa.
Clean as a whistle, though.
I hope you're lying.
Clean as a whistle. What does it matter?
You had to have tried the fucking condoms at
condoms
one point.
Condoms suck.
Of course they do. How are you going to know? You got to try them,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, come obviously. On. You run into a prude bitch here and there.
Yeah.
It means her body attacks. Her body attacks Mike's sperm, making it inactive. The discovery shattered their plans to conceive. But now, after treatment failed, they have started adoption proceedings. Good. That's what they should have done, anyways. Adopt.
Mike says, wow, good way to tell if the condom has a hole in it.
Right?
Well, is she, I wonder if they can try.
Is her vagina this big now?
Right? I wonder if they can try, like, artificial insemination with her.
It depends.
Injected directly to the egg, or maybe fertilize the egg outside and then implant it into her.
It depends what part of the semen is making her have the reaction. If it's the sperm itself, or if it's the mucus that the sperm are floating in, it depends what it is. It could be just one single protein that her body doesn't like, and it's forcing it to destroy all of it. So it depends.
Hmm.
The couple are featured in a Discovery Health documentary called Strange Sex, airing in the U.S. this week. That's pretty weird, though. Like, you go to bust a nut in her eye, and, like, her eye gets all swollen and shit. You're like, whoa. I did say in sickness.
I guess
sickness,
she has never, ever swallowed.
Yeah, right? No shit.
I can't breathe.
In sickness and in health, is it too late to
redo
my vows?
Reevaluate this.
Oh, fuck. Well, that sucks for them, I guess. I don't know. Don't.
Yeah. What if that was
test
me,
drive.
Dude? What if I had
well,
that?
I would have known the first night, slut, and everything would have been fine or not fine. It wouldn't have been like 2 years later, oh my God, I'm finally going to bust a nut.
No,
like, holy shit, what's wrong with you, honey?
What if I told you in the beginning that I had that problem and I couldn't do that?
It would have been like, well, that sucks. Next.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really?
No, that's crazy. Just because of a defect?
You would have had to figure something else out then.
Just use a condom, I guess.
Yeah, right. I would have had to take like a plastic trash bag and shove it up your twat every time we fucked. And, you know, came inside of that, pulled out the bag, and then threw it out. Which is kind of the same as wearing a condom,
yeah, exactly, I guess. Exactly,
dude. I like the trash bag analogy anyway.
You're a dork.
Red Fox says they said it's the plasma, so it must be the mucus that's inside the semen is consisting of.
I have no idea.
Thank you, Dr. Red Fox, MD, Doogie Howser over here.
That's weird, though. I've never heard of someone being allergic to semen.
Red Fox says, just put your fleshlight in there. Yeah, I've thought of that.
You can't, that's...
It'll fit.
No.
I fit bigger.
What?
All right, well, moving on. This was sent to us by, where'd it go? I think Red Fox, maybe? No, Burger. Someone sent this to us. I don't know. This has been making its way across the internet the past couple days. Did you hear about, and I don't know how much of this is true. I'm going to read this to you guys, and then I'll go through a few of the comments, because the comments are pretty interesting as well. But basically, this says a secret copyright treaty leaks. It's bad, very bad. The internet chapter of the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, which is a secret copyright treaty whose text Obama's
Burger says fake.
Is it fake?
I don't know. He just said fake. I have no idea if he's even
because
heard it.
It could be, but if it's real, this is really fucked up. If it's fake, I hope it is. But this has been going all over the internet, and I looked around to see if anyone could said that, you know, if is this fake or is it real? But
he said it's very, very real. He's like, very real. He's like, just heard it, not fake.
I couldn't find anything going either way, so I was going to read it and maybe make it our poll of what you guys thought about it for today. So the internet chapter of the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, a secret copyright treaty of whose text Obama's administration refused to disclose due to national security concerns, has leaked. Here's a few points that come outlined in it. That ISPs have to proactively police copyright on user-contributed material. This means that it will be impossible to run a service like Flickr or YouTube or Blogger, since hiring enough lawyers to ensure that the mountain of material uploaded every second isn't infringing will exceed any hope of profitability. Basically, they're saying that you have to now, if this passes, every ISP will be responsible for any material that is on its servers or is accessed through its bandwidth, which means that if you're going to run a service like Flickr, which is pictures, YouTube, videos, you have to have a team of lawyers constantly scanning through all the material because you're the one responsible for it now. The whole internet is user-contributed material.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You cannot police this. How can you? There's no way. It's impossible. And if this is going to be just the U.S., then we'll just take our servers somewhere else. It's not that fucking hard. There's tons of servers. There's servers in international waters on old abandoned fucking oil drill, or what are those things called? Those
oil rigs.
Yeah. There, people run server farms on those because they can do anything they fucking want because it's in international waters. It's not governed by anybody. So you can host whatever. If they wanted to, they could host child porn or bestiality or whatever because there's no laws there. But they want to make it, you know, that the ISPs have to police the copyright. It's like, no, how about the people whose copyright it is have to police their copyright? It's their shit. We don't care. If you want to take the time to be like, hey, can you take that down? Then sure. But if some ISP is like, hey, can you take that down? I'll be like, who the fuck are you? Is it yours? No. Then go fuck yourself. This will never work.
No.
The next point is that ISPs have to cut off the internet access of accused copyright infringers or face liability. This means that your entire family could be denied to the internet and hence to civic participation, health information, education, communications, and their means of earning a living if one member is accused of copyright infringement without access to a trial or counsel.
What?
If you or anyone in your family is accused on copyright infringing, there is no trial, there is no counsel, you're just instantly, your privilege to be online has been revoked. And your family's.
You can't revoke your internet privileges.
They can, if the ISP controls it. If our cable provider was like, you're infringing copyrights, there goes your internet. They can do it, you know? That's why we all better fucking hope that this isn't real. Third point, that the whole world must adopt U.S. style. And this is where I think it's not real, because no matter what, the whole world is not going to do it. The whole world must adopt U.S. style notice and takedown rules that require ISPs to remove any material that is accused, again, without evidence or trial of infringing copyright. This has proved a disaster in the U.S. and other countries, where it provides an easy means of censoring material just by accusing it of infringing copyright. All I have to do is say, hey, Red Fox is infringing copyright laws. Boom. Just because I accused him, his shit gets dropped. Just like that.
That's
no
ridiculous.
Trial, no counsel, nothing. That's fucked up.
That's stupid.
And that's kind of what they can do with the Patriot Act. They don't need a trial or any warrants or anything to go through certain data. They can just do it because it's national security. That's kind of fucked up, man. Kind of fucked up. You shouldn't be hiding behind the guise of national security when you're doing backstabbing shit to the people you're supposedly protecting. That's really fucked up, especially because we put you there. You work for us, remember?
Yeah, douchebag.
And the fourth one, mandatory prohibitions on breaking DRM, even if doing so for a lawful purpose, example, to make a work available to disabled people for archival preservation because you own the copyrighted work that is locked up with DRM. And that's fucked up. That's a what's DRM stand for? I forget. It's like a digital rights something. I forget what it is. Someone will tell me in the chat. So some of the comments now, and I, like I said, I hope, and you had all, if you value anything you do online, you better hope that this is fake. I don't know, man. It's kind of creepy.
Does it say that it's passed or that he's trying to push for it?
They're trying to push for it. That's, silently,
it won't
though.
Pass.
If he pushes it quietly, it will. There's enough people in the pockets of the FCC and the this new trade commission they're trying to set up. That it can happen. And Red Fox says DRM is digital rights management. Thank you. So one of the comments, this made me cry, seriously. Next one, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the entirety of the internet user-contributed material? Yes, it is. This is insane. Hopefully, as this guy points out, it won't get slammed past parliamentary procedure in Canada since these negotiations exceed Canadian law. They also kind of exceed our fucking constitution.
Yeah, don't
so,
they?
But they can
it's
amend
freedom
it.
Of
it
speech
can be,
and
they
shit.
Can push it forward as an amendment, and then it becomes constitution. And that's fucked up. I get so furious with the slimeball tactics of these corporate fascist weasels who think they own the world. The only reason this nonsense is kept secret is because it is so patently wrong, abusive, and controlling. The more light that can be shed on this and similar tactics of using business negotiations to override democratic rules, the more likely we are of being able to shut down and shut up these relentless, power-hungered dicks.
Well, I don't think it's that underground anymore, especially if we're reading it on our show. I mean, somebody's got to know about it.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's why I was saying, you know, I hope it's a fake thing to get people riled up, because if this is going to happen, they're going
to
have
I don't think they'd be able to get it anyway. This is too crazy. This goes against too much
shit. A lot of stuff that we really take for granted online nowadays, you know? That gave me a chill. Hopefully the reaction from the net will be more than enough to destroy this abomination to freedom. We're seriously fucked if this comes to pass. Say goodbye to the intertubes. It's actually very good. The further along this is when mainstream media and regular people become aware of just how insane and draconian this is, the better. It's very easy for Joe Sixpack to buy into the, quote, shit, where'd my shit go?
You got it?
Yeah, I hit the space bar and it totally paged down on me.
I hate that.
It's very easy for Joe Sixpack to buy into the, quote, if you don't break the law, you don't have anything to fear rhetoric that media companies have been spinning forever. And that was the whole thing with the Patriot Act. They're like, so what if we're reading your emails? If you don't have anything to hide, why do you care? Well, it's not the fact that you're reading my emails. It's the idea that if you're doing that, it's not a far step till you're doing other things.
You're looking at all
and
the shit.
It isn't. I'm not doing anything. I don't want you in my shit, though. Is yeah. that... Just,
I mean,
you know?
It's just... It's like, okay, if someone decided to post a video of child pornography on our webpage, we would be responsible for that.
That's right.
But that we didn't do that.
Or it's user-contributed content.
Exactly.
Who's responsible
for it? We didn't do that.
It.
I mean, as soon as we saw it, we would obviously take it down. But that's not something that we did. That's not us.
Well, that's the whole idea that people were suing the torrent search engines for. You know, they're not hosting the files. They're providing a service that searches through them. Are they responsible or are they not? That's, you know, same thing with Google. If a guy searches for child porn on Google and finds it using Google, is Google responsible for it?
No.
There's a billion other pages Google would have to be responsible for then. Same idea, though, you know.
That's ridiculous.
Well,
too many people are going to get in trouble for that and end up losing their fucking internet privileges when they really...
You'll destroy, if this comes to pass and this is real, you will destroy the internet. Or like this guy says, well, looks like it's time to create a whole new pirate internet. We could do it with wireless. We could definitely do that. We could set up our own secure sort of internet that is secondary to the main internet that, you know, you have to be a member of. Like all the private torrent sites now, you have to be a member of. You have to be invited by someone who is already a member and in good standing with them. It's not just, oh, what's this? I'm going to sign up for it. No, you have to be invited into our group. And our group is 100,000 strong, so you might want to be careful what you do.
Yeah, no kidding.
Our ISP so embattled on issues of carriage, terms of trade, traffic management, and the like? Why are they so conspicuously silent when governments around the world declare that they are opting to enact legislation unwanted by the public that will only serve to permanently cut off whole families of customers from their bottom line? I'm not baiting conspiracy theorists. I'm sincerely stymied? You spelled that wrong. We're increasingly leaning over a line beyond which lawyers have the power to make more money than God, and they're the ones making this happen. I contribute to the EFF, but we need liberty to be championed with deep pockets. We can't let another DMCA pass. Blogger, YouTube, the entire internet, by some wicked lawyer's perception, would all be nothing more than copyright material that could get people removed from the internet without even being convicted or arraigned. Let's raise hell about this. Chanology has found its next target. That's good. Get all the 4chan trolls on this. The day after this passes, in related news, thousands of co-location facilities and web hosting companies have fled the United States, bringing much-needed jobs to Latin America, India, and Eastern Europe. Are they trying to turn the U.S. into more of a backwater than it already is?
Right.
All of our infrastructure is too old. As a country, we don't believe in science, and our politicians are very bribable. I agree.
Yeah, that is true.
Look, folks, if this copyright treaty means protecting Mickey Mouse from unauthorized reproductions, then that is a small price to pay to forever risk losing access to civic participation, health information, education, registration, and renewal of government documents, global communication, access to government, weather and traffic, emergency service information, freedom of speech, and assembly, ..
Yeah, et cetera.
Hey, Obama administration, nice job outlawing the social media and civic participation tools that got you elected. Ooh,
dumbass.
Sick burn. Hey, Obama, remember when you got a Twitter account when you were running for president and we all were like, wow, he's kind of cool. Don't fuck that up, dude.
Yeah, don't.
This almost looks like the trigger for the beginning of the Bitchin' Society from Corey's first novel, Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom. Let's storm the battlements. It's either that or the world is seen in Paul Verhoeven's RoboCop. With OCP running shit?
Yeah.
That's where it's going. Be sure and read the original source article at this link. It is far more rational and not dripping with FUD. I don't know what that means. So there's a bunch of other stuff here. Last one. Dear Obama, I voted for you because you promised, I know, politicians, right, to protect net neutrality and fight for the little guy. If this goes through, you have broken one of the big promises that made me vote for you. If this goes through, I promise you this. You will not get my vote in 2012, and I will do everything I can to do the opposite of what I did in 08, get you in office. Violate my trust? Violate the trust of those who put you in office by using the net to get you in office? See what it does for you in 2012. Cannot believe you are signing off on this. If this is the change you were really selling in 08, then congratulations. You just officially fooled me and screwed me over. However, you will not fool me twice. I am majorly pissed at this moment. Majorly. I feel like I've just been screwed over by a mentor I trusted. Thanks, Obama. I cried tears of joy on November 4th, and now you do this? Why do you violate our trust like this? Why?
Wow.
Scene. It's fucked up, isn't it?
It is fucked up.
So, maybe he does that behind the backs while in front he's lifting the entry ban for those with AIDS. And that makes the news. Meanwhile, in the back burner...
I don't want them traveling anyway.
It doesn't matter. Every country has AIDS. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's true.
Right? I could see ban people from having AIDS if you live in an HIV-free zone. An HIV-free zone, if you will.
Nice.
President Barack Obama said Friday the U.S. will overturn a 20-year-old travel ban against people with HIV early next year for the U.S. The order will be finalized on Monday, Obama said, completing a process begun during the Bush administration. Remember the Bush administration?
Not really.
Well, we got a lot of stuff done back then, didn't we? Started some really good, solid wars.
Yeah.
Made a lot of good weapons to kill people.
Yes.
Yeah. The U.S. has been one of about a dozen countries that bar entry to travelers based on their HIV status. Obama set their HIV status updates. it's complicated. Obama said it will be lifted just after the new year after a waiting period of about 60 days. Quote, if we want to be a global leader in combating HIV/AIDS, we need to act like it, Obama said at the White House before signing a bill to extend the Ryan White HIV/AIDS program. We need to get all the people with AIDS and put them in a big box and then bomb it. AIDS yes. problem solved.
Done and done.
You're welcome.
But
America.
You know what? I guess it is kind of a good idea because there is like different AIDS research projects and shit going on, like in Europe and all that stuff. And how are they supposed to get to it if they're here in the U.S., you know?
Hit Burger says, I was like, there was a ban on AIDS? How did we get it here? Yeah, dude, it's called banned AIDS. Ah! I got a million of them!
Oh, my God.
This is fun.
You're a dork.
The bill is named for an Indiana teenager who contracted AIDS through a blood transfusion at age 13. White
through a
went
blood
on-
transfusion?
What?
Through a blood transfusion?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My dad sue the motherfucking hospital hardcore.
Before my dad died, during one of his surgeries, he got hepatitis from a blood transfusion.
Fuck that.
It was the good one.
They don't test that shit?
Well, yeah, but it's like, oops, forgot to test that one. The one that had the hepatitis in it.
I would sue the shit out of well, your dad didn't sue the shit out of the hospital?
No.
I fucked, dude, he could have got a lot of money for that.
Eh.
Dude.
What are you going to do?
Sue the hospital?
Well, yeah, he died, so he didn't get that far. White went on to fight AIDS-related discrimination against him and others like him and helped educate the country about the disease. He died in April 1990 at the age of 18. His mother, Jan White Gander, attended the signing ceremony, as did several members of Congress and HIV/AIDS activists. AIDS-tivists.
If I was the mom, I'd be suing
Active
the
AIDS.
Hospital.
That's, sorry, Active AIDS. Is what it what I should have said.
If I were the mother, I would be suing the hospital.
Yeah, well...
Dude, you got AIDS from a blood transfusion.
Yeah,
you
but
ruined
don't
my
they,
life.
Though, don't
trying
they make,
to save it.
Don't they make you sign things before you get them, being like, this blood may contain one of the following, HIV, HEP, HERPES, STDs.
I don't know, dude.
I don't know
either.
I
wouldn't fucking sign that shit.
Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. So what do you think about this? Should they, like I said, the only thing I can see is if you already had an AIDS-free area, you don't want people bringing AIDS there.
Right.
But everywhere in the world, every single country has at least 10 cases of people with AIDS there. So what do you do?
Mm.
Put them in big balloons.
Well, I guess it's kind of good that they're able
to
travel
to
because, I mean, if you
where
have
are you going? You have AIDS. Where are you going?
Well, maybe trying to spend the last of their days doing something fun.
Yeah,
you know?
Like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, for
right,
sure.
Right, right. But the thing is if they're not allowed to travel, put it this way. There's a person with AIDS, okay? Say there's a town, nobody has AIDS, one person moves in there that has AIDS.
And starts
okay?
just fucking.
And they're not allowed to leave.
Burger says,
the whole
can
town
we,
has AIDS.
Can we start a ban on blacks? Do yeah. they have AIDS?
black aid, black AIDS. Band-Aids. Yay!
You racist.
But
oh,
no,
he
like,
meant the crayon. He doesn't want any more black crayons in his crayon.
Oh, you only get one per box, bro. It's cool.
It's that one that starts a whole
so
revolution.
Throw it away. Fuck yourself.
One starts a revolution.
I like the black crayon. It's fun to use. Anyway, but it does things for me. Whatever. Anyway.
Oh, and Red Fox was the one that sent me in that internet treaty thing. Thank you for that,
but
Red Fox.
If they can't travel or whatever, and if they're stuck in one spot, then sooner or later, the whole U.S. is just going to be a steaming pile of AIDS.
Right.
Because they can't leave, so they're just going to keep fucking everybody.
It'll finally be the shithole you've all worked so hard to turn it into. Congratulations.
It'll be an AIDS-infested, internet-free zone.
All right, well, I got a couple of weed-related things, and then we'll probably call it a night here. This, again, is from the MPP. You guys should sign up for the marijuana policy.
You know me.
MPP, sorry. You down with MPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with MPP?
Yeah, you know
yeah, everybody. Marijuana Policy Project alerts. You guys can go to mpp.org and sign up and get these awesome alerts whenever breaking things are happening in the world of policy reform having to do with weed. Great news.
What is it?
Two marijuana-related ballot initiatives, one in Maine and one in a ski town, Breckenridge, Colorado, won in voting booths on Tuesday.
Ah, cool.
By 59% to 41%, Maine voted to become the third state to license nonprofit dispensaries to provide medical marijuana to qualified patients. Nice job, Maine. And by an, And by an overwhelming 73 to 27%, almost three-fourths of the people in Breckenridge, Colorado, voted to allow adults over the age of 21 to possess up to an ounce of weed. Nice. 73% said yes.
Yes, please.
And that 27%, you should probably find a new place to live, you faggot fucks.
Yeah.
The Breckenridge Initiative was spearheaded by MPP grant recipient Sensible Colorado. Nice job, MPP. Look at that. Maine's new law is enormously important. While 13 states permit medical marijuana use, until now only Rhode Island and New Mexico have had laws allowing dispensaries, both of which were adopted by the state's legislators. Patients in the other states have had to grow their own weed, find someone to grow it for them, or buy it from a criminal market. Tonight's vote is a dramatic step forward, the first time that any state's voters have authorized the state government to license medical marijuana dispensaries. Coming a decade after passage of Maine's original marijuana law back in 99, this is a huge sign that voters are comfortable with these laws and also a sign that the recent change of policy from the Obama administration is having a major impact. The new Maine law also expands the number of conditions that make a patient eligible for medical marijuana use and protects patients from discrimination in employment, housing, education, and child custody, which is fucking awesome.
Yes.
You can't no longer be like, well, you gotta pee in a cup. Like, nope, I got a card, sucker. I ain't peeing in shit.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
That's fucking awesome. That is super awesome. Nice job, guys. A coalition of activists and marijuana policy reform organizations are responsible for this victory. MPP got the momentum going by drafting the initiative and providing startup funding to Maine Citizens for Patients' Rights, and that Drug Policy Alliance provided assistance to help complete the signature drive. So, Obama doing good with the weed thing, maybe not so hot on the net neutrality, fuck us all out of our internet stuff.
Yeah,
thing.
Let's not do that.
Let's maybe work a little bit harder
on the
that.
Weed?
Yeah.
And not on the, on the internet.
I would really, really appreciate that. So, going to New Hampshire here, maybe not so hot of a place for medical marijuana. A police officer who once confronted Senator John McCain, huge douche, about marijuana decriminalization is being silenced and possibly pushed out of his job with the New Hampshire police force for speaking out against marijuana prohibition.
What?
They are possibly going to fire this guy because
he's supporting pot?
Exactly. Bradley Jardis, an officer with the Epping Police Department, is challenging a six-day suspension he received after reportedly getting into a heated argument with a supervisor.
Well, you know, I guess check this out. When you become a police officer, you have to submit to random drug tests all the time.
It doesn't matter. You can support weed without smoking.
Right,
it.
I know. That's exactly what I'm saying. Is he's probably totally and utterly clean, and he's probably just like myself. I don't smoke.
Red Fox says
it.
The effing police department.
And so there's nothing wrong with this dude, you know, just expressing his fucking opinion about it.
He shouldn't lose his job for an opinion. Definitely not. That's bullshit. They know he's right. They want him to shut the fuck up. That's bullshit.
It's ridiculous, dude.
You're going to ruin a guy's life because of this.
I don't smoke pot, but I support it.
Yep.
It's my fucking right.
According to a blogger, David Bratzer, Jardis received the suspension after refusing an illegal request from his bosses to refrain from speaking to the media. Jardis is an outspoken critic of marijuana prohibition and a supporter of medical marijuana laws, as well as a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, a pro-legalization group. I met some of those guys at one of the hemp fests. They had a booth set up, LEAP, and they were all ex-cops that support marijuana law.
Oh, that's cool.
Or reform law.
Huh.
They're really cool guys, yeah, totally. Jardis was featured earlier this year in an article in the Manchester, New Hampshire Union Leader profiling police officers who object to the drug laws they enforce. That's an awesome article, too. Like, you have to enforce these laws. I would be really interested to see what their personal opinions are on it.
Yeah.
Are you doing it just for a paycheck, or do you really believe in what you're enforcing? Because if you don't believe in the law you're enforcing, then you shouldn't be enforcing the law.
There's got to be some things that they just skip over. They see it and they're like, you know what, I'm not even going to bother with that, because
for sure,
they're totally fine.
For sure. And I don't want to do the fucking paperwork on something that's bullshit. It's petty.
Like, you gotta do so much fucking paperwork.
I'm not
for
gonna,
just some stupid, like, you got a joint. I found you with a joint. Now
I'm not
going to
ruin your life over something that I don't think should be ruining lives. That's all. Jardis also penned an op-ed in April for the union leader in which he spoke in favor of a proposed medical marijuana law for New Hampshire. Sometime after those two articles appeared, Jardis began to experience pressure from his employers. Blogger writing at Freekeen stated the following, quote, "After the union leader article, certain people at the EPD began screwing with Brad, and they started down the road of getting rid of him." Huh. Taking away hours, being total dickheads to him. Huh.
I've experienced that.
Par for the course places like that.
Yeah.
They got to the point where Brad is currently looking at a total of a 6-day unpaid suspension. The suspension
is, right?
That's fucked up, dude.
Oh, it's kind of like mine where they're like, yeah, I know that you had that second week of vacation, but we're not going to give it to you.
Yep. That's
fucking... just tried to tell me that I wasn't eligible for it. Fuck you. Yes, I was. I was there for 2.5 years.
You just don't like me. That's all.
Yeah, that's all it is. You quit, so I'm not going to give you the vacation time.
Yeah. You made me quit because you're a piece of shit that doesn't know how to run his business, famous
exactly.
Daves.
Yes.
The suspension is currently on hold pending the outcome of the appeals process, which ends with the Epping Board of Selectmen. Brad received the suspension for how he interacted with his sergeant, in which he stated he wouldn't follow an illegal order forbidding him to speak to the media after Brad was removed from a case by the sergeant, and for sending an email to his fellow union members in the department describing malfeasance involving their union president and the lieutenant who was in charge of investigating / disciplining Brad on the illegal order issue. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes on about how he talked to McCain. In late 07, Jardis confronted Arizona Senator John McCain about America's drug laws during New Hampshire campaign stop. Quote, "I've served here in my state as law enforcement officer for 9 years now, and after 9 years of working on the streets, I have seen firsthand that the war on drugs causes crime. It causes children to have access easier, and it does nothing to curb the problem of drug abuse," Jardis said to McCain. "Like alcohol prohibition, after the 18th Amendment passed, the country wised up and we passed the 21st Amendment, which curbed violent problems in this country greatly. What is it going to take for a powerful politician like yourself to realize that the war on drugs is a failure and we need to get smart about drugs, not tough?" McCain responded, quote, "It's going to take a lot before I adopt your viewpoint." Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam Hole. Holla.
Hey, what's up, Matt Lee? You're talking to Capital Z and McG.
Who?
Hi.
What's up, brother?
Hold on. Who?
Hey, what's up, Danny?
Who is this?
Capital Z and McG.
That's
Stereo
sounds...
Radiation.
Wasn't that a podcast a while
hold
ago?
Hold on. That,
I
that
don't
sounds,
remember.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Didn't they? I don't know if they're around anymore.
I'd have to look through my iTunes,
Let
see
me
who
look
they
that
are.
Up. Let me Google that real quick.
What's up, guys?
Pull up your Rolodex.
Yeah, we're like new in the town right now, but yeah, we're just like fucking.
It doesn't take much, does it? You're gone for like 2 weeks and all of a sudden everyone's like, who?
Yeah, it's true. Dude, pod fade is like a quick thing. It's not like it's like a slow fade.
Pod fade. The internet moves at the speed of light. So what the fuck are you doing?
We're fixing to lay down some tracks. I mean, you know, and then McG comes in late, says that, you know, Boudet's got some shit. We're going to, like, you know, get the PGB on some shit. And really, honestly, I just called you testing the Skype and like, but dude, I'm in your show. So what the fuck's going on?
I got to say, you sound crystal fucking clear.
I like that.
Fuck yeah.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, so my setup's good. I like that.
Nice. Well, you guys want to stick around after the show, and we'll get everyone in a conference. We'll figure it out.
Damn straight. Hey, great to talk to you, Jam Hole guys.
Cool, man. Hey, yeah. did you guys do a show tonight then?
No, McG couldn't get the hell over here soon enough, so we're going to have to do it after the conference call.
I was wasting my time with baseball.
Okay. Yeah, baseball. important than stereo radiation to McGee. Drinking, taking enzymes.
I hear you. We experienced that Monday. I posted. I was like, hey, the jam hole's about to go live. And like two or three people were like, do you know what football is? I'm like, what? What does that have?
Are you serious?
They're like, Monday Night Football, dude. Like, all right, whatever.
Do what you're going to do.
What's up?
Well, I was watching a game, too, and I logged on to see your show, and I couldn't figure it out. Look, it was about 11:30 Eastern. I think you guys were pretty much done, though.
Yeah, it could have been.
Yeah. You mountain time people.
So, tell me, what can you tell me about this? Now that I got you on the phone, What's this job? What's going on?
Oh, that's still top secret, Browse Hands. However, I will say that all of that is going to drop, and it's not going to drop until the 1-0. So the stereo radiation is going to continue until about then.
Okay, so is it something that you just you really can't talk?
Don't ask questions, bro. It's you will know in time.
Okay, because I was just curious because like we go from texting back and forth. Now all of a sudden you never call me anymore. What the fuck?
I had to pick him up off the floor. Yeah. Okay, he was very upset.
Sure. But no, we're still around. And some time's gone by. But as long as there's capital Z and McGee in front of microphones, there's stereo radiation. It's not going to be like different.
Well, that's good to hear, man. We're glad that you guys are together and, doing your thing. We were kind of all very sad that you guys were disappearing.
I've got emails, so we gotta, I'm going to just do what I can to keep it real.
Right on, man. All right, well, we'll talk to you after the show's over here.
Rock on, bro.
All right, take care, guys. See ya.
Holla back.
Bye.
Right on. Stereo radiation, ladies and gentlemen. Back from the dead.
I did not expect that phone call.
I know, right?
That's odd. So I wonder what this huge job is. So
I don't know. Like, Hey, shh.
It's all top secret.
I don't need the black helicopter.
Are you a ninja for the government?
Hey,
what's going on?
You've already said too much. Shh.
She's a fucking ninja.
Now I'm going to have to edit that out. See what you did? See what you do to me?
Magic ninjas, what?
So, yeah, McCain was like, I'm too old to change anything. That's about it. So I'll put a link to this in the show notes. There's a nice little video of the McCain surprise where he's like, wow, that wasn't the canned question I was supposed to receive. Oh, fuck. So, pretty interesting stuff. All right, well, you ready to wrap it up and call it an evening here?
Sure. I should take some meds and kind of lay back and ice my gut some more.
Yeah, you got anything else you want to say before we call it a night?
I do. I'm going to have that shot in my gut before the show on Friday, so...
Looking forward to that.
People wish me luck. I'm going to have a giant needle shoved through my gut.
You know what I'm going to have Friday?
Have some local anesthetics in there. What?
My new Droid phone.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck,
Are you for real getting it? Are you... Where'd you get the money?
I'll rob the place. I don't give a fuck. Thejamhole.com/donate. That's where I'm getting the money. Please, definitely, if you guys like the show, if we made you laugh, go there, toss us a few bucks, help me get my new droid. I will review the fuck out of
you're
it.
You're gonna
for
go
you
there and you're gonna be like, did you hold it for me? They're gonna be like, yeah, we have it right here. Can I see it? Yeah, sure. And like you just sit there and play
like,
with it.
No,
for
I'm
bit.
Out, bitch.
No. And then you just give it back and they're like, well, do you want to buy it yet? Like, no.
I'm just gonna steal it.
I just wanna look at it for a while.
I come in like one day it will be mine. Oh yes.
It will be mine.
Alright, well thank you guys so much. If you like the show, like I said, thejamhole.com/store, buy a shirt. We got a few of those left. Buy some Jamhole church stickers. Show the love, represent. Every little bit helps us keep this show going.
Jamhole.com/250.
Check out the trailer, get the live show $5. It'll be $5 probably till the end of the year. Then the price is probably gonna go up to $10, cause hey, let's face it, times are tough. We need money.
Yeah.
It is a new month. Thejamhole.com/vote gives a vote on Podcast Alley. Email us info@thejamhole.com if you have any stories or anything like that. Thejamhole.com, you can leave us comments for each show if you want to discuss things, or thejamhole.com/forums. Become a member there. We can discuss all that stuff there. Leave us a message, 406-204-4687, or like I said, email us info@thejamhole.com. We will talk to you guys on Friday after I get my awesome droid. I'm very excited.
And after I get shot in the gut.
And you'll be passed out on the floor.
Probably.
All right, we'll talk to you guys then. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.